You think you're educated?
I went to college. But what did you learn?
To teach reading, writing, and arithmetic, Reverend.
What did you learn about your own people? What did you learn about her? Her around there?
He said, gesturing toward the other room and trying to keep his voice down. I didn't answer him.
No. You not educated, boy, he said, shaking his head. You far from being educated. You learned your reading, writing, and arithmetic, but you don't know nothing. You don't even know yourself.
Well, you're doing the talking, Reverend.
An educated boy, he said, thumping his chest. I'm the one that's educated. I know people like you look down on people like me, but he touched his chest again. I'm the one that's educated. He stared at me as if he could not make up his mind whether to hit me or scream. Grief, oh grief, he muffled his cry. When will you cease? Oh, when? He drew a deep breath. Then he began to speak faster. When they had nothing else but grief, where was the release? None, none, till he rose. And he said, there's relief from grief across yon river. And she believed, and there was relief from grief. Do you know what I'm trying to say to you, boy?
I hear you talking, Reverend.
You hear me talking. But are you listening?
No, you ain't listening.
His eyes examined me from the top of my head to my chest, and I could see the rage in his face, see his mouth trembling. He was doing all he could to control his voice so that the others back in the kitchen would not hear him.
I won't let you send that boy so to hell, he said. I'll fight you with all the strength I have left in his body, and I'll win.
You don't have to fight me, Reverend, I told him. You can have him all to yourself. I don't even have to go back up there if that's all you want.
You going back, he said,
nodding his bald head and still trying hard to control his voice.
You owe her much as I owe her. And long as I can stand on my feet, I owe her and all the others every ounce of my being, and you do too.
I don't owe anybody anything, Reverend, I said, and turned toward the window. I felt his hand gripping my shoulder and pulling me around to face him.
Don't you turn your back on me, boy.
My name is Grant, I said.
When you act educated, I'll call you Grant. I'll even call you Mr. Grant when you act like a man.
His hand still grasped my shoulder, and I needed all my willpower to keep from knocking it off. He could see what I was thinking, and he slowly released his grip and brought his hand to his side.
You think you the only one ever felt this way? He asked. You think I never felt this way? You think she never felt this way? Every last one of them back there one time in their life wanted to give up. She want to give up now. You know that? You got any idea how sick she is? Soon after he go, she's going to. I won't give her another year. I want her to believe he'll be up there waiting for her, and you can help me do it, and you the only one.
How?
Tell him to fall down on his knees before he walk to that chair. Tell him to fall down on his knees for her. You the only one he'll listen to. He won't listen to me.
No, I said. I won't tell him to kneel. I'll tell him to listen to you, but I won't tell him to kneel. I will try to help him stand.
You think a man can't kneel and stand?
It hasn't helped me. The minister drew back from me. His head was shining, so was his face. I could see his mouth working as though he wanted to say something, but he didn't know how to say it.
You're just lost, he said. That's all. You're just lost.
Yes, sir. I'm lost. Like most men, I'm lost.
Not all men, he said. Me, I'm found.
Then you're one of the lucky ones, Reverend.
And I won't let you lose his soul in hell.
I want him in heaven as much as you do, Reverend.
A place you can't believe in.
No, I don't believe in it, Reverend. And how can you tell him to believe in it?
I'll never tell him not to believe in it.
And suppose he asks you if it's there, then what? Suppose he write on that tablet you give him, is it there? Then what?
I'll tell him I don't know.
You're the teacher.
Yes, but I was taught to teach reading, writing, and arithmetic, not the gospel. I tell him I heard it was there, but I don't know.
And suppose he asks you if you believe in heaven, then what?
I hope he doesn't, Reverend.
Suppose he do.
I hope he doesn't.
You couldn't say yes?
No, Reverend, I couldn't say yes. I couldn't lie to him at this moment. I will never tell him another lie, no matter what.
Not for her sake?
No, sir. The minister nodded his bald head and grunted to himself. His dark brown eyes and that tired, weary face continued to stare back at me.
You think you educated, but you're not. You think you the only person ever had to lie? You think I never had to lie?
I don't know, Reverend.
Yes, you know. You know all right. That's why you look down on me, because you know I lie. At wakes, at funerals, at weddings. Yes, I lie. I lie at wakes and funerals to relieve pain, cause reading, writing, and arithmetic is not enough. You think that's all they sent you to school for? They sent you to school to relieve pain, to relieve hurt. And if you have to lie to do it, then you lie. You lie, and you lie, and you lie. When you tell yourself you're feeling good when you're sick, you're lying. When you tell other people you're feeling well when you're feeling sick, you're lying. You tell them that because they have pain too, and you don't want to add yours, and you lie. She been lying every day of her life, your aunt in there. That's how you got through that university. Cheating herself here, cheating herself there, but always telling you she's all right. I've seen her hands bleed from picking cotton. I've seen the blisters from the hole in the cane knife. At that church, crying on her knees. You ever look at the scabs on her knees, boy? Course you never. Cause she never wanted you to see it. And that's the difference between me and you, boy. That make me the educated one and you the gump. I know my people. I know what they gone through. I know they done cheated themselves, lied to themselves, hoping that one they all love and trust can come back and help relieve the pain.